We're doing Seder Hadorot, and we're up to the year 460, and the birth of Yered, which is when Mahalalel was 65 years old. So Yered lived 962 years. In the year 432, so that's the time that the sun and the moon complete a complete cycle, and they're back to, they're starting from scratch, the way it was from creation. In the year 622, Chanoch was born when his father Yered was 162. Now Chanoch is going to live 365 years. That's easy to remember. Metushelach was born the year 687, when his father Chanoch was all of 65. And he lived 969 years, Metushelach. Metushelach was a tzaddik gemur, completely pious. And the Medrash says that he knew 500 Sidrei Mishnah. He used to learn 500 Sidrei Mishnah. Why was he called Metushelach? So there's a Medrash that says that Shelach means a sword. And he had a sword that had Hashem's hidden name engraved on it. And with that sword, he would kill 500 Mazikim and Shadim daily. And when he passed away, so they buried that sword with him. And that's Metushelach. Met the Shelachimo. When he passed away, he took the sword with him. And we find in Eov, the word Shelach means a sword. Bashelach Yavoru. They passed through that forest with a sword. So this is the Shach on the Torah brings this. There's some quote that he'd kill 1,000 mazikim a day, and that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had that sword with them. And when Yaakov wanted the firstborn, the rights to the firstborn, the reason Esav agreed to take it, to give it, was because Yaakov gave him the sword in exchange. But he says he doesn't know what's the source for that, but maybe the pasuk says, "Becharbi uvekashti asher lakachti." I took it becharbi with my sword. Maybe that's what the pasuk is alluding to—that Yaakov gave up the sword in order to take that territory.